Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Never ever put it in your pocket and fail to read it. But I did. Put it in my pocket, said thanks very much, and rushed to get off the plane. I was at the front of the plane, so when the door opened, I was Mr. Get Me Off Here First. Bundled my way out, still thinking I was the dog with two doodahs. Got myself through the airport, got to my car, unloading, getting myself ready to drive home. I take the business card out of my pocket and all it says is, Jack Welch, Chief Executive, General Electric.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Simon Steven, who is a fantastic guest, one of my favorites. And I'm certain after this episode, you'll want to go back and listen to episode 71, which he featured on. After 25 years in corporate, he realized something was missing. Now Simon speaks regularly at events, sharing personal stories and proven practices to show people it's okay to talk about how they feel. In fact, it's important. But he also sat with one of his heroes without even realizing who it was. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push this show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Simon Steven, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one because it's a great story.
I'm excited to hear the full story. You're sitting on a plane getting great advice from one of your heroes, but you had no idea who it was. Do you want to get started here?
Yeah, and you know, people are going to listen to this and go, how did you not know? How did you not recognize? And what I can say about it is, sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees. I spent 25 years in corporate life doing the best I could be to be the best leader I possibly could be. And over the years, I had read books and watched sort of speeches and all these things by all these great business guys. And I was getting on a flight from London to Edinburgh. And I was on the mobile. I was on the cell phone at the time. And I was being angry with someone. I was shouting at someone down the phone, an employee. I was being a bit of a bully, if I'm honest, and not cool. And I sat down right at the front of this plane, middle seat, and there's this guy in the window. And I put the phone down after a couple of minutes, and we were just about to take off. And he turned around, an American guy, and he said, sounds like you're having a bad day. And I, for some reason, I just started talking. Oh, you've got no idea. Oh, you've got, this guy, and he did this, and I did that, and da, da, da. And I really pumped on about myself. I was going on, oh, and I've got so many people to have to look after, and I just don't have enough hours in the day, and hundreds. And this guy, I asked him to do this stuff, and he didn't do it, and I ranted. And the plane had taken off before I finished talking. So it's like 20, 25 minutes before I actually shut up and let this guy talk. So this guy starts just giving me some sanguine bits of advice. You know, one of the things I've learned over the years and da, 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 da. And the story came out, this guy was on his way to Scotland. He was a big golfer. He was on his way to Scotland. He was supposed to get another plane, but he hadn't got that one. And so he'd got a regular flight, British Airways flight up to Edinburgh, and pennies not dropping at this point. I'm not thinking Learjet. I'm not thinking G5. I'm thinking, oh, he's missed his other scheduled British Airways flight, right? So he's chatting away, and he's one of the things I've realized in business, and he starts giving me this sanguine advice. Sometimes when people are at their worst, when they make mistakes, that's the opportunity to provide them with help and support. It's not the time to berate them. It's not the time to be angry with them. You'll get more, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And he's giving me all this stuff, right? Still, the penny's not dropping, Alex. Still not dropping. So I'm going on, and I'm debating with this guy. And in the middle of it, we're having conversations about Scotland, and he's talking about his golf, and he's telling me stories about playing golf with, and he's name dropping like global corporate gods. He's talking about politicians. He's talking about, and I'm thinking, I know, is this some kind of pro-am thing? Is he like a pro golfer or a retired golfer? Still, the penny's not dropping. chatting away. Anyway, we land in Edinburgh, and he's genuinely given me some great advice, and I've calmed down, and we're just having a nice chat. And I said, where to now? And he said, I've got a car, pick him up. I'm going up St. Andrews. I'm playing the old course at St. Andrews, which is, as you know, the most famous golf course in the world. Yeah, I'm going up St. Andrews. I've got a few rounds. I'm staying up and meeting some friends and la, la, la. What about you? And I said, I'm going to get myself home. And I said, I'll take on board what you said, a few of your comments. And we're standing up to leave, seatbelts off. And he says, hey, look. He said, I don't normally do this. He said, but you seem like a good kid. He called me kid. I hadn't been called a kid since my dad had called me kid. You seem like a good kid. He said, if ever you need some advice, give me a call. And he handed me his business card. And this is one of the lessons here. The lesson I learned years later was always, always read the business card immediately. Never, ever put it in your pocket and fail to read it. But I did. Put it in my pocket, said, thanks very much. I rushed to get off the plane. I was at the front of the plane. So when the door opened, I was Mr. Get Me Off Here First, bundled my way out, still thinking I was the dog with two doodahs. Got myself through the airport, got to my car, unloading, getting myself ready to drive home. I take the business card out of my pocket, and all it says is Jack Welch, Chief Executive, General Electric. And my jaw, at this point, my jaw is on the floor. I actually made an involuntary noise. I wish I'd had a record button. It was a cross between a howl and a sob, and it was shame and embarrassment and awe all rolled into one. It was a noise like a baleful animal. And I didn't tell anybody about it for a month, Alex. I was so ashamed, so embarrassed. I didn't tell anybody about it for a month. And I still have his business card, and I have it in a frame, and I've never called it because I was too embarrassed ever to call and go, hey, listen, I'm really sorry for not realizing you're like one of the most successful, influential business people of the 20th century. Really sorry that I know. All the multi-millions of books you've sold, didn't actually recognize your face, was really involved with myself. So a lesson to everybody, you have two ears and one mouth. Ask more questions than you answer. Ask the person what their name is. For goodness sake, ask them what their name is. And don't make the howler I did and fail to realize you are sitting next to one of the greatest visionaries of the 20th century.
I love the way that that it comes down to it. You get the business card, because this is something exactly like I would do. I'd just be like, yeah, nice to meet you. You know, thanks. You know, and I'm also the type of person to just kind of think, oh, well, everybody's got good advice. Everybody's got an opinion to share, right? But when you get the advice from Jack Welch, I feel like you have to take it. Because I think he was named the greatest CEO of the 20th century or something like that. Just incredibly successful. And so I just love the way that it finally comes to you.
Oh, my Lord.
And you're like, I am an idiot. And then, of course, the embarrassment that you feel afterwards, right?
Do you know the worst bit about it was, Alex, was I spent, as I said, the first 25 minutes basically bigging myself up. I was telling him, as far as I was concerned, I was the Jack Welch character. I was giving him a lesson in how to be a corporate god. And he must have been sitting there going, what a complete buffoon. But he didn't. In fairness to him, he was an absolute gentleman,
yeah.
Complete gentleman. But yeah, I wow.
That's probably what made him so successful, is that regardless of who he's talking to, regardless what it's about, he's a gentleman, he's respectful, he's not there to go, you know, and pee on the conversation and say, actually, you know, I know everything better than you, right?
Really impressive. And you know, the thing is, afterwards, friends said to me, well, you know, why was he on a BA for British Airways flight, wasn't he? And I learned subsequently that he regularly flew commercial flights. He wasn't always in the Learjet. If he was doing something on personal business, he wouldn't take the private jet necessarily. He was just a regular guy sat at the front of the plane, chatting away, giving this young buck advice. And I have to say, you know, some of the advice he gave me still applies to this day. Change before you have to, which is one of his old adages. He said that to me directly to my face, and I still, do you know, in fact, I look back and wonder, when he said that to me, I wonder now whether there was a bit of my brain that said, I should turn around to him and say, oh, that sounds like Jack Welch. Didn't he say that? And I'm so glad I didn't, because that would have led to me probably throwing myself off at the top of the multi-story car park at that point. That would have been the finish of it. So there you go.
Yeah. I love it. That is one of the funniest stories we've gotten on here. So I think that's fantastic. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to let you plug a little bit, brag a little bit, tell you what's working for you now, because hopefully you're not leaving that advice behind these days. And so tell us, where can we find you and get involved with what you're doing?
So I left the corporate world. I realized I reached a real crossroads in my life and realized I had to change something. I'd become an incredibly self-absorbed person, as you can tell, given the fact that I didn't recognize Jack Welch. And so I sold off everything in Scotland. I moved to a hill farm in the middle of nowhere in Portugal. And I now grow olives and grapes, and I'm starting a winery and building a winery. And I'm incredibly lucky and privileged to do that. But, I still give advice to people and organizations, one of which is to listen more than you talk. And people can find me at www.intorcida.com, I-N-T-O-R-C-I-D-A, which is a Portuguese word. It means untwisted. So www.intorcida.com. And I will talk to anybody and give any advice and counsel I can do.
Love it. I'm going to have links to that in the show notes for people to keep up with you and learn more great lessons from you. And with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Alex, it was a pleasure. Lovely to speak to you.
And thank you for listening. Always, always, always read the business card. And maybe show a little humility. You never know who's sitting next to you with some great advice. Special thank you to Simon Stephen for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including Intorcida, which I've linked in the show notes. Simon also featured on episode 71 of Broken Bulbs, so make sure you go back and check that out as well. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.